All right, I want you to get under the grace and the mantle of apostolic praying and meditation this morning. So get ready. I want you to meditate these thoughts and feed on them. Number one is Micah 4:1. And the words I want you to get there is established, top, exalted, above, shall flow. And you have to have the Holy Spirit to help you to understand it when you read the scriptures. Number two, speak from the mountain to all other mountains. Mark 11:23. Number three, flourishing, calmness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Anointed, setting at a prepared table, cup runneth over, goodness and mercy is on my trail. That's Psalm 23. Number four, a supernatural flow is knocking at your door. Get ready, my church will be common no more. Number five, praying into the realm of the supernatural. Mysteries unfold. Gifts release. Fruit multiply. 1 Corinthians 14:2, 1 Corinthians 12:1-8, Galatians 5:22-23, and John chapter 15. Number six, whatever you allow, I'll allow. Whatever you stop, I'll stop. Number seven, every layer must be in place in the spirit. Isaiah 28:11-13. Number eight, get closer to me. Intimacy with God, identity with Christ, inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Operate in the integrity of my word. Walk in love, light, life, only created by my spirit. Stop fishing and take the fish already caught. The enemy will bring to you thoughts of doubt to pressure you with thoughts of discontentment from my preordained plan for you. And my assignment in you, don't let it happen at no time. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 2 through 6. All three of my voice, are my voices, are one. They in my word, in the realm of my spirit. The voice of God, the voice of Jesus, and the voice of the Holy Ghost in John 6:63. There's more. Hold on. There's more. Stream of grace, streams of love, and streams of power are flowing right now. Get in the flow with it. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. Let the rivers flow. Let the rivers flow. Let the givers flow. Let the givers flow. And there will not be want no more. As the givers flow, the rivers flow, and everything will overflow in wealth. It's raining blood. Get under it now. Now, if you go over all these apostolic grace words that I'll be giving to you at from time to time, build yourself upon them. I've given you numbers. I stopped giving the numbers. I just kept reading on through. But this is a time that we have to be in a grace period beyond normal. So read Micah 4 and Isaiah 2, and you will see exactly where we are today and what God is about to do through an apostolic setting in the apostolic churches.